And so we have a beautiful energy here. Okay, sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Meditation before the meditation master. Thank you, Pragit. Thank you, Jules. Right. You've been in, I feel like you've been in meditation all day. I'm sure we all feel like that. So let us simply continue the experience, the transmission, the immersion that we're having here near the sacred mountain. Again, opening, allowing, tuning in, focusing, intuing with the beautiful power and flow of your intuition into this present moment, where once again you will receive beautiful messages, wisdom and love from our friends, our channelers, and their guides, from Alcazar, through Pragit and Jules, and from Lee, as Kryon comes through him. So feel yourself connecting with these angelic beings and all the family that supports these angelic beings even more. Appreciating this precious time, really a moment in our life, but can feel a lifetime. With our awareness, with our consciousness, with our beingness, with our compassion and gratitude, wisdom, and deep sense of peace and unconditional, unshakable love. Breathe slowly, consciously, lovingly, creating, even amplifying even more everything we have created here in this past 2 days that will allow all of us to elevate, to uplift us, to make us even wiser with our choices, with our intentions, with our wishes. As we grow and learn how to use these new energetic tools, breathe and always love yourself in every moment. You are aware of it even more, even more, even more.
And so, beloved ones, we greet thee. 'Tis Alcazar. Awakening is happening here. On this, your beautiful earth, beloved ones. And in a sense, you are riding cosmic waves. You have heard this one, Lee, describe the support you are receiving from the very universe that your earth is moving through. We wish to speak to you about this awakening. And we wish for every one of you right now to take a moment to imagine self in this enlightened space. Actually imagine what it might feel like in your human form to be in that fully awakened, fully realized space, to have the mind that is absolutely aligned, synchronized with the mind of God. Just take a moment to imagine this. Can you allow yourself to truly imagine what this might be like? To live the fullness of your beingness here on this, your beautiful earth. You have heard this day a profound message from Kryon, that the time capsules within you are ready, that these codes, these seeds, are ready to awaken. And we simply wish for you to resonate deeply with that message. You have heard these days of the Star Mothers, these Pleiadians who lived and taught and star-seeded your planet Earth in times of Lemuria. We invite you right now just to ask inside for them to be with you. And so each one of you asking inside, we call for the presence of the Pleiadian Star Mothers. And just feel for beloved ones. There is deep inside of you a remembrance of that star seed, and also a remembrance of the knowledge that you received whilst you were in the human form. For the Star Mothers taught you these secrets of the universe. And so you have received so much. And that which was delivered in the inception of humanity, way back eons ago, when your DNA was changed, is coming to fruition now. Do you realize the power of the time that you are in? Beloved ones, this awakening process is about cultivating a depth of compassion. You have lived so many lifetimes. You have had so many experiences. The full spectrum of your humanness has been expressed. There is an inner richness that you have cultivated here. And that too is coming to fruition. And so if you can imagine tapping the depths of your humanness, the depths of all that you have felt throughout just this lifetime, we invite you to again imagine the currents of awakening and what that might actually be like to live in your human form. Because we have said ascension, this process that you are moving through right now, it is about bringing the totality of who you are here to this planet. And that also means the totality of the beauty of your humanness. And so know that you are loved deeply, beyond that which we are even allowed to shower you with. Because if we were to share with you all the love that is there for you from spirit, you would simply turn into light, and then you really would leave. And so we are not allowed to do that yet.
And so, beloved ones, as you know, as you have seen, as you have experienced, you are already in a time of transition. Part of your biology does not like change. And so it requires your consciousness, your awareness of the greater picture, an understanding of what is truly happening, to allow the old to drop away, to allow the new to evolve within you. Understand this. The old needs to drop away before the new can arise within you. Take that understanding deeply. For as your world, your personal world, starts to change, some of those things, some of those people, some of those activities that were important to you, meaningful to you, may start to drop away or change. Understand this is part of the process of your evolution. It is creating a level of freedom from the old. As you have heard already, the old structures, the old power is trying to hold on, trying to shut you down, trying to manipulate and control. Understand, beloveds, you are the one that is creating your life. The external influences are only an influence as much as you allow them. So we say to you, disconnect from the fears in your societies. Disconnect from the media that is telling you all the so-called negative things. One of the most important things to understand is that the way that you have been controlled in the past and are still being controlled is because you are supported to judge what you see around you. Judgment lowers your vibration. And so those who are wishing to control you wish you, want you to judge them, want you to judge what is happening around you, want you to judge what you see on the news. Beloveds, move out of judgment and into a higher level of being where you simply perceive the greater picture, the old struggling and the new gently emerging. You do not read about it in the papers, on the television. It is happening. New technologies are already here on your earth. They have been here for many years, waiting for humanity to be ready and open to receive them. Understand that you are all connected by this morphic field. As you individually and as a group raise your vibration, you are changing the vibration on your earth. There are tens of thousands of people gathering in different groups, meditating, raising their vibration, working with the earth. You are all working together. Every moment that you vibrate in a higher frequency is affecting the whole. Yes, you are but a drop in the ocean. But beloveds, there are millions of other drops all vibrating with you. Do not think that what you are doing has no effect. Beloved, it does. Be in a higher vibration as much as possible. Catch yourself when you find yourself judging what is occurring around you. Catch yourself when you feel angry by what some are doing. Catch yourself. Raise your vibration. Come back into love of self. Love yourself enough to rise above the chaos and to allow the old to fall away so that the new you can evolve. Know it well. That which we call your superconscious self is poised, waiting for any opportunity for higher consciousness to come in and to remain in your humanness. It is you, the real you, wanting to evolve, wanting to express through this beautiful body that you are in. Know this well. Do not allow the old to pull you back. The old is struggling, as you know. The old is influencing so many people around your world, bringing them into lack, bringing them into depression, bringing them into illness, and leaving the body. Beloved ones, bring your focus to the joy and to the love. Bring your focus to the earth. Nature is there to support you. Feel the energy of the sun's rays every day. It is there to support you. There are energies and frequencies that are available every moment. Raise your vibration. Ask for help when you need it. Ask for help when you don't feel you need it. But when you ask when you don't feel you need it, you are more open to receive. When you are in struggle and stress, it is a little difficult to open to the support that is always there. So practice. Practice asking. Practice inviting the guides into your life, not just when you are meditating. When you are walking on the street, invite them to be with you. When you are eating your food, invite them to be with you. When you are washing the dishes or taking a shower, invite them to be with you. It might seem a little strange at first, but when you do this regularly, the connection gets deeper, the intuition opens more. And when you need help in a particular situation, you have already created that openness, that intuitive guidance, and you will be shown how to navigate the chaos that occurs in your life every now and again. Beloved ones, we are with you. We are always with you. Invite us. You will find that we respond to you. Sometimes you will feel it, sometimes you will not. But we say to you, when you ask, we always respond. We thank you, beloved ones.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. Just a short message to end this section. How many of you have realized that there is support on the other side for you? This is nothing that you were actually told by anyone. Even those in metaphysics didn't understand this entire idea. Did you hear who came in to this stage for you this day? Did you hear the masters and their names who came in this day and talked to you? You might say, well, it's great to hear from them. Isn't it wonderful as they stand on their pedestals? You understand they exist for you? They're not like the Greek gods in the sky having a party or dysfunction. They're here for you. All that has been assembled, the Stargate, the channelers, the energies and messages from beyond, come to a focus for right now. This is an entourage, and it's not a Kryon entourage. It's a system that supports you if you choose to accept that fact. And it's tough when you were never told. I give a picture of this so that you would see it at a practical level. Imagine that in comes you as a child on this planet. And in with you comes an amazing group of masters, helpers, guides, angels, who are assigned to you, apart from the masters perhaps that you know about. They're ones that are part of your lineage, and that all that you have had in your past lives assembled to come in with you, and you arrive and they're here with you. Did anyone tell you that? You're on your own. For most of those belief systems on this planet, it's you. Perform or not perform, and be judged if you don't. And I'm giving you a message that is so much greater and grander and more beautiful than any of that. And it's true. Imagine you walk your life and they walk with you. And if you never say hello, their task is to be there anyway, to love you anyway. And the hope is this, that at some level, at some time, you would have intuition come over you that would say, oh my, I'm not alone. 1989, when my partner sat in the chair for the first time and was overcome by the love that he had never felt before from the Creator, when he started sobbing and he didn't know why, the one message we gave him is, you're never alone. That has become almost the moniker of Kryon. And now you know why. Are you awakening to the fact that you have help? Not just help, but profound help from so many who know your name as you sit here, who want to assist in the awakening of this drop of water in this sea, this ocean, one with the many with the one, creating a beautiful thing on the planet. Change. Shift. It is possible. It is true. It is happening. And now is the time. Isn't this a great message? Isn't this a message you've waited for? Well, here it is. Welcome to Earth. A new one that you're creating. I'm in Kryon in love with humanity, and so it is.